Hi, this is the Steve Barish Healing Hour. Thought I'd just stop by and chat for an hour and see how you guys are doing. We had a wonderful weekend last weekend with Sonam Tarji on from Rochester, New York. We had a wonderful time for the hour. It just flew by. Last night, Fred and I were on for the hour, and that also flew by. He's doing his new book, and he's having a lot of fun with it, so that'll be out next week. And we were discussing about the Tamiflu coming out and the idea of the nuclear receptor being able to nullify the Tamiflu. So there's a lot going on in terms of energy, and I wanted to report on my pyramid. And the pyramid that I bought from Fred and what it's doing, the energy seems to be very, very powerful, almost about 100 times more powerful than the first pyramid that I had bought from Fred. And it's extremely, extremely powerful. I remember putting it up and starting to detoxify, and I lost my voice for about a week and a half. And then I ended up getting bronchitis and all kinds of crazy thing, pink eye, and that all left me. So there's a lot going on with the pyramid. As I was letting go all the things inside of myself, the energy was being filled with pure white light. Things were happening at a very, very fast rate, and it was really, really great to feel that from the pyramid. So every night things would change drastically, and the energy, of course, has gone up considerably for me in terms of my healing abilities and different things of that nature. And everything comes from God, but when you clear yourself, you're able to be able to do a little bit more and think a little bit more, and I think it's really a good thing to do. To the idea of the pyramid, I know I use one of the small pyramids for my fruit, and that seems to keep it fresh for quite some time, and that's what I use it for. It's one of the headgears that I use. I have three pyramids, so I use either the gold one, the silver one, or I have one that's made of titanium. So there is a difference, and what happens is that pyramids seem to be extremely powerful. I know I have a glass pyramid at work, which is only about 4 inches high and 4 inches wide. And I think it was about 2 weeks ago, I was picking up the pyramid, and in my knowledge that I have, which is not so much, but as I was running my fingers down the pyramid, I was getting pancreas, liver, stomach, heart, lungs. So there's a lot going on with the pyramid. Now, I did have a time about a year ago when I was shown the pyramid, Cheops, in Egypt, and I was taken to the center of the pyramid, and the pyramid actually transformed itself into pure energy, and I was able to see out in the universe from the center of the pyramid. Why I was given that, I have no idea, other than the power was tremendous, the view was fantastic, and the well of the souls was very interesting in the center of the pyramid under the ground. We can go into that at some point later on, but pyramids seem to be really, really interesting in that we have the ability to be able to use all kinds of energies. And the most powerful energy I've ever found is within myself. And what we need to do is to open up to that kind of love. And that's fairly simple to do and not very difficult. So what we're going to do tonight is go through a meditation and help you guys open up even more and center you even more and balance you even more. Let me give you out this phone number. It's a worldwide phone number for BBS Radio. It's 888-815-9756. And that is worldwide, so please don't hesitate to call me. I'm more than happy to work on you energetically. I do it every weekend, whenever possible. I have had some people on the radio the last couple of weeks, but we've been able to get one or two in. So please, again, that's what I'm here for, is to help people and to move them along and to help them ground and to help them feel very centered, balanced, and get rid of the brain chatter. Brain chatter being that we have thoughts for ourselves, and those thoughts interrupt our pattern of thought, which is pure. And what happens is we can think of things 50,000 times a second in our brain. In other words, we can think of different things, and what we need to do is to allow that to dissipate and to be able to have pure thought. All these things are very, very important in this day and age. Our thought patterns are very important to keep clear, and the channels should be clear. It's very important to use a lot of love for yourself and compassion for yourself and love and compassion for your neighbors. So I'm very much into the Torah and realize. Hi, we had a bad connection with one of our telephones, so I'm on a different connection now. Hopefully it'll stay okay. But what we were discussing is brain chatter and how to get past that and how to find love and compassion within ourselves. So if anybody is ready to have that and to be able to use that in their lives, I'm more than happy to help you with it. So you can please give us a call at 888-815-9756, and I'm more than happy to help you. And what we're going to do is go through a meditation and see what we can do about helping a lot of people out there with brain chatter and try to quiet the mind, the brain, and everything. So what we're going to do is connect you between your heart and your brain to simultaneously make everything really well for you. And that's what we need to do. We need to connect the heart and the mind together. And once that connection is made, you'll feel tremendously better, more open, more grounded. You'll be able to think clearer, and you'll have a better connection with the universe and with the Almighty. So if anybody's interested, please don't hesitate in calling. Again, that number is 888-815-9756. Hello?
Steve?
Yes?
Hi, Steve. It's Jeannie White. How are you?
Oh, hi. How you doing?
Good, good. You and I were speaking in February, and I purchased the nuclear receptor.
Yes.
And you suggested that I get the garnet. So
yes.
I've been wearing it 6 months now. It did take a while for my body to get used to it.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So I'm wearing it full time now, and, you know, I'm experiencing quite an array of emotions and stuff that are coming up.
Yes.
And so my questions are, number one, is the garnet still the right stone for me? And number two, can you tell what's going on energetically with my body?
Yes. What's happening, let's start with the garnet itself. The garnet is very purifying. And what that does is that it will clear your body. Everybody's stone is different. And you, your garnet seems to be working very well. I'm behind you right now, and you're getting rid of a lot of black through the back of your body. In other words, what I'm doing is that I'm looking at the garnet from the front and from the back of the body. So I'm looking at it multidimensionally. So you're doing a lot of clearing right now, and that's really good. So there are things going on that we can discuss privately, but right now what's happening is that you're clearing beautifully. and that black needs to go. So what we're going to do is I'm going to move you forward, and we'll get rid of that for you tonight. How's that? Yes, evidently we're having a lot of trouble with the lines, but hopefully that'll straighten up in a minute. If Miss White wants to call back, I'm pretty well sure that we can help you out over the lines. So please give me a call back, and I'm more than happy to help you, and we can move forward. The garnet itself is a pretty powerful piece of equipment. That's the stone that we chose for you because that's what your body wanted. So it's really interesting that you're calling back on it. The garnet does a tremendous amount, and it's pretty powerful stone. So that's what your body called for, and that's what it needed. Now, what we can do is tell you what the garnet does and how that is working for you. If you can give me a call back, I'm more than happy to help you. The garnet, the effect of it is physical energy boost, digestion and balance, integration and regeneration. What does it do? It's good for the adrenals, the liver, the kidney, the pituitary, the spinal column, and the blood. And what you're experiencing right now is a lot of clearing. So what I'm going to do, even though I hope that you're listening. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Steve?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I barely. We're having I think my cell phone is acting up tonight.
Oh, it is. Do you have a a line from home that you can call from?
I do not.
Okay, so let's try this.
I'm
and
so
see
sorry.
What we can
so
do.
Hopefully we can just, you know, get a quick reading and then.
Sure. I wanted to explain to you.
Again.
Yes, I wanted to explain to you what a garnet does.
Okay.
It has physical energy boost, which you needed. Digestion and balance, integration and regeneration, and for the body itself was the adrenals, the liver, the kidney, the pituitary, the spinal column, and the blood. Now, as we've been speaking, have you noticed a lot of energy going through your body? You should be able to feel energy going through your body now. Can you feel that?
Yes, now I can, yes.
Yes, good. What I'm doing is clearing you faster so you don't have to be bothered with the effect of it. It's not bad, but what it's doing is clearing. What we're doing is I'm looking at you three-dimensionally. Actually, one, two, three, four, five-dimensionally I'm looking at you. What we're doing is that I'm looking at you from the top of your head down, the back of your spine, the back, and everything is opening up and clearing, and I'm looking at the front at the same time. So I'm looking at the top of you, the side of you, the back of you, and the bottom of your feet. And what's happening is that you're clearing. You should be able to feel a lot of energy going through your body, as we were talking about a couple seconds ago. What you were clearing, usually what happens is you're detoxifying.
Mm-hmm.
And detoxification is not fun, but it does work, and it does clear. And we're getting you ready so you'll be able to see things clearer and feel things clearer, and to note that your mind will be a lot clearer and your heart will be clearer. Your blood is being purified as we speak. As a matter of fact, you should be able to see some white light, a lot of white light in your body. Can you feel the energy going through you?
I feel something, yes.
Good. Okay. What is it that you want to know, my dear?
Well, I'm still having eye issues, and I wonder if it's a physical thing, a spiritual thing, a mental thing, emotional, or all of the above, or lack of, you know, or something that happened when I was three and I can't let go of the past, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. I think it's all the above.
Mm-hmm.
What we're doing now is clearing you. what I want you to do, if you can, is to breathe light through your eyes and air through your eyes. So as I'm talking to you, just open your mouth and breathe in. You'll feel cool air going through your eyes. So if you want to try that a minute. Can you feel that energy?
Okay.
Can you feel that coolness going through your eyes?
It feels a little different, yes.
Okay, just take your time. Can you feel that? I'm making a stronger connection with you now. You should be able to feel a coolness going through your eyes now.
Okay.
Good.
I got it.
Good, honey. Now, what I want you to do is breathe a few times. That's it. You should be able to feel that energy going to the back of your head. Can you feel that? It's going down to your spine.
I feel energy in my feet, too.
Yes, I bet you do. I bet you do, dear. What I need you to do is just let go of everything. Trust yourself. That's it. Just let your mind clear. You're doing great. Your body's clearing very quickly. Okay, now what I would like you to do, this is not going to be hard to do, but I just want you to look straight forward, and I want you to see that you can see things closer, and also your peripheral vision has opened up a lot more. Can you see that?
Yeah, pretty wide.
Yep. Hang in there with me. You're doing great, honey. That's it. You're doing beautifully. Okay, what I want you to do, I want you to let go of everything in your mind. That's it. You should feel something clearing. Between your heart and your mind, you should be able to feel a lot of energy between your heart and your mind. Can you feel that now? Do you feel more openness?
Well, I definitely feel a lot calmer.
Yes. That's wonderful. You're making a connection between your heart and your mind, which is where you're going with and where you're going to.
Mm-hmm.
What we're doing right now is clearing your mind. You should be able to have just the idea of a perfect mind. In other words, what I'm saying to you is that you don't have brain chatter right now. Can you feel that? Good, honey. Good. Just stay right there. You're going to feel yourself grounding more. Good. You should be able to feel yourself open up all the way to your tummy now. Your consciousness is becoming a lot more. What we're doing is that we're going into the fifth brain of your mind, which is in the tummy. And we're opening that up for you. So you're having a connection between your mind, your heart, and your tummy. Because there's an awful lot of energy in the fifth brain. That's it. You're doing great. You're opening up a lot faster because what you're doing is using the receptor. And that's wonderful. So what we're doing is that we're opening you up more to be able to feel more of you.
Oh, God.
Feels different, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, I feel very grounded, much
yes.
more than normal.
Yes. What happens, which people don't understand, is that when you start clearing, you become more grounded. The more you open, you become more grounded. So what we're doing is clearing your mind, clearing your heart, clearing the fifth brain, and clearing your entire body. So what we're doing is making a connection between the center of the earth. If you look down between your feet and around your feet, you should be able to see a white light coming back to you. Can you see that?
No.
Okay. I'm looking at it. Just allow yourself to clear. You're doing great. Allow yourself
to
clear more. That's it. You should be able to feel yourself grounding right down to the center of the earth. Can you feel yourself going out of your body and going to the center of the earth now? Don't be afraid of it. This is all natural stuff. It's not anything that's unnatural. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, I feel very, very heavy.
Yes. What you're doing is that you're grounding more and more and more.
That's cool.
Just let go of everything. Wonderful. You should be able to feel a lot of light coming down from heaven and touching you on the top of your head. Can you feel that? And
I feel it tingling on the top of my head, yes.
Yes, that's the light that's coming down to the top of your head. Now your mind should be crystal clear. Can you feel that?
I actually feel sharper.
Yes. Just relax.
Yeah, not so foggy and
right.
Confused, yes.
Right. Confusion is gone. The most beautiful thing that one person can do for another person is to open them up to all the love that they have. And I think that's really important because we have the ability, and when we let go and to make connections between God and heaven and earth, that we can help so many people out. And that's what we're doing for you this evening, and maybe you might be able to do the same thing. What will happen is that with the energy that you're receiving, you should be able to feel a glow around your body. If you take your hand and put it straight out and just bend your hand and come back, you'll have a tingling sensation all through your body. Just move it very, very slowly. Can you feel that tingling sensation?
Mm-hmm. I actually feel a lot of tingling in my hand and around
right.
my hand, yes.
Right. What we're doing is that your aura is expanding. Now, the aura itself, where are you calling from, dear?
Chicago.
Okay. I'm going to show you something of how this energy works. I need you to hold your hand out like you're going to shake my hand. Okay?
Okay.
I'm taking my hand and I'm pressing right against your hand. You should be able to feel that energy from Rochester, New York. Can you feel that?
I feel...
It'd be right on the fingertips of your hand.
Yeah.
Can you feel that, can't you?
Yeah.
Okay. What that means is that there's no limit to the amount of aura that we have. People think that the aura is only a foot or two away from the body or 60 feet, and actually it's eternal. It goes right to heaven. So what I'm showing you is that your aura is clear. So what
Beautiful.
Happens is this. When you're walking down a street and you have that kind of energy that's clear, people pick up on that. Not that they're going to take your energy because they can't take it. But what's happening is that you're clearing them as you're walking down the street, and they don't even know it, and neither do you. Because your energy is so clear that you'll be able to clear people and for them not to even know it. And they'll wonder why their minds are so clear and why they have so much joy in their heart. And that's what we're doing tonight for you.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Now, the question is how are your eyes?
Oh, they're better.
Yeah, I bet they are. I bet they are. How do you feel now?
I feel better than I have in the last 6 months. So,
right. Okay.
You know, I know
what
that the nuclear receptor pulls a lot of radiation out of my body, and for a while there, like if you don't wash it, you can feel it because then the necklace gets very heavy.
Right. You have to wash it every day.
So I'm reminded to, keep it clean. And I feel very good.
Good. Terrific. Try to keep your mind open. And what you can do once in a while is breathe through your eyes.
Okay.
You have the ability to change things very quickly. We all have the ability to be able to clear. We all have the ability to be able to move forward. If we just let go and get rid of the ego, we all have the ability to move forward and to use some beautiful energy, and it's not hard to do, as you can see. But you feel much, much clearer.
Well, thank you for your time, Steve.
Absolutely. You can call me anytime.
Thank you. I would love to.
Well, you're quite welcome. Take care of yourself.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll listen to the rest of the show. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, Tara. If anybody else is interested, please don't hesitate to give us a call at area code 888-815-9756. That is worldwide. I'm more than happy to help you. As you could hear, we are clearing people this evening. And we are making them grounded, and we are clearing their minds and getting rid of the brain chatter. And what we're doing is bringing you closer to nirvana. And that's my job, and that's what I do, and I love to do it. It's not hard to do. What we're doing is teaching people that you have the ability to make the connection to the Almighty even stronger, to the connection to the earth, to the foundation of where you are born. And it's so important to realize that we have so much wonderful energy that can connect us to anywheres in the world or anywheres on the world. It's just amazing. I think one of the best things that I've done is that taking walks in the woods, in the forest, is really fantastic. And you'll see nature much clearer. Miss White was just on the phone with us. If she wants to take a walk in nature, she's going to be able to see things that she never saw before. She'll be able to see things clearer. She'll be able to feel things that she never felt before, and to make a connection with nature spirits, with forest spirits. And these spirits are real. I remember that a good friend of mine and I went to Sacred Groves, and we just had a wonderful time there. Sacred Groves is in actually Palmyra, and it's the Joseph Smith home. And I could see how Joseph Smith could sit and write a Bible. The energy there is absolutely fantastic. You need to find a place that's sacred to you. And I might make a suggestion to everybody that's listening, and we have a listening group of, I think, of about 14 million people, is that everywhere as you stand is holy ground. You have to believe in the holy ground. You have to believe in yourself. Everything is given to us with absolute clarity, with absolute love. God creates creation every day. And therefore, we create creation every day with his wonderful help. So we need to realize that we have this tremendous power to be able to go into the woods and to be able to feel things and see things that you've never even thought of. Even if you can't see the nature spirits, you'll see things closer and clearer and more profound. You'll be able to think of things more profoundly. Hello?
Hello, Steve.
Hi.
Hi. I was wondering if you could help me with depression and anxiety.
Sure, honey. Not a problem. What is your name and where are you calling from? Just your first name.
It's Pat.
Pat, and where are you calling from, Pat?
I'm in Connecticut.
Okay, honey. Let me just make, there we go. Your heart's opening up. Wonderful. Very good, honey. Just stay with me. Can you feel that energy going through your body now?
I'm not sure.
Okay, honey. What's happening is your feet are opening up. Your heart just opened up about 30 seconds ago.
Okay.
So what we're going to do, honey, is ask you to let everything go. Let everything go in your mind. That's it. That's it. Just let everything go. You're doing great, Pat. That's wonderful, honey. Good. Now we're in touch with some darkness. So what we're going to do is that the light is going through you and clearing you of the darkness, honey. So what I need you to do is open up your mind and let things go even more. Think of beautiful things. And what I mean by beautiful things, think of God touching you. Think of being around angels. Think about being around things that just touch you in such a way that it feels like magic. And it's really, really reality. That's it. Okay, we're in touch with your sadness, honey. So what I'm going to ask you to do, again, is to let go, honey. That's it. I've seen what's happened to you. So what I'm going to do is that I'm going to get in touch with that. And we're going to pull that out of your body for you without taking everything, but we're going to clear you as much as we can tonight.
Thank you.
Absolutely, honey. You should be able to feel your tummy relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to feel your body relaxing. Can you feel that?
Yes, I can.
Good, honey. What I want you to do is just totally relax, and the people that are listening to you are becoming relaxed all at the same time. So it's not only you, but it's everybody else that's listening. You're doing beautifully, honey. There is an angel behind you that has been behind you for quite some time. And what we're doing is clearing the path between you and the angel.
Thank you.
There you go. You should be able to feel things opening up in your heart. You should be able to feel things opening up around inside of you now. Can you feel that?
I think so.
Good, honey. Just let go of everything and enjoy the energy that's coming to you. Wonderful. What I'm going to do, honey, is to ask you, right behind you, right in front of you, about a foot, if you take your hand and move it out to about a foot, feel tremendous energy in there.
There was a breakup there. You still there?
That's okay, honey. Take your time.
Put my hand out in front of me.
Move your hand out slowly in front of you.
Okay.
And you'll be able to feel that tremendous white light right in front of you. Can you feel that?
I think so.
Can you feel it there?
I'm not sure.
Okay. What I would like you to do is step right into that white light.
Okay.
Just move slowly into it.
Okay.
That's it, right there. You're fine.
Okay.
That's it. Beautiful. Move slowly into it a little bit more. That's it. Right there, honey.
Okay.
Just stay right there. Your mind should be able to feel singularly. What we're talking about is that a lot of your brain chatter is gone, so you're thinking very clearly like now. Can you feel that?
I feel a little better. Actually, once you said that, I realized I have had a lot of chatter, so I'm grateful that you're working on that.
Could you repeat that, honey? I can't hear.
When you mentioned mind chatter, I had realized that I had had a lot, and I'm grateful that you're working on that.
Yes, honey. Thank you. It's all coming from heaven, honey. I've got very little to do with it.
Well.
But it's clearing for you. And that's what we want. All right, what I want you to do is breathe through your eyes. Take in the breath through your mouth, and you'll feel cool air going in through your eyes. That's it. I want you to be aware of it. How does that feel?
Good.
Good. What you're doing is clearing your mind, honey.
Okay.
You're clearing your own mind with God's energy.
Okay.
That's it. That's it. You're doing beautifully. Can you feel yourself opening up more? Can you feel your consciousness opening up more?
Yes.
You should be able to see things clearer around you.
Mm-hmm.
Can you feel that?
Yes, I can.
Good, honey. You should be able to see more peripherally.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Good, honey. Just stay with me. You're doing beautifully. Realize that we have the power to create, heal, and heal ourselves. And you should be able to feel yourself much more grounded. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good. Stay open with it, honey. You're doing great. You're just allowing. The most important thing that I can tell you to do is to let go and let all the compassion and love that's surrounding you to be within you and without you. It's very simple to do by letting go. You let the ego go. You let everything go, and it'll clear you instantaneously. How does that feel to you?
Good.
Good. Now, I'm standing, I'm actually inside of you right now, so just stand still. My consciousness is making contact with your consciousness. That's it. You should feel yourself very centered right now. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Okay. What I need you to do, if you would do this for me, is just let everything go that's inside of you and just feel the love that's coming to you. Just feel the compassion around you. That's it. That's beautiful. You're doing great. How do you feel?
Thank you. Good. I have a fear, Steve. I've struggled so long. I'm at the point now where it just seems like I just slip back into it again and again and again.
What is the fear, honey? Can we discuss it on the radio, or would you prefer calling me personally?
No, I'm not even sure what the fear is. It may be attached to sexual abuse. Anxiety.
Okay.
Worry.
Let's do this. Let's do this. Let's make it real simple. I'm going right to your fear.
Thank you.
There we go. I want you to let go. I'm right at the base of your fear. That's it. Just let it go, honey. I want you to be able to feel the strength in your body now. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good. Good. I want you to let go of everything and feel how clear that feels now. It's opening up a lot more. Can you feel that it's gone?
I'm trying really hard to let go as much as I can.
Excuse me, dear?
I'm trying really hard to let go of everything.
No, I don't want you to try hard. What I want you to do is just let go, honey.
Okay.
The harder you try, the less you succeed. What you need to do is just let go lovingly and compassionately.
All right.
That's because I'm taking it out of you.
Thank you.
Don't try anything hard, honey. God did not want this to be hard. He wants it to be simple. The idea of it is to get in touch with the compassion inside of you and around you. And the love around you. You should be able to feel more love coming into you. Just let go, honey. You're holding on too much. That's it. How does that feel?
Good.
Good, honey. So when you have fear, honey, we don't get rid of it all at one session, but what we can do is get rid of a lot of it in one session.
Okay.
And start realizing, rather than to have fear, that you have compassion and love inside of you and outside of you. Nobody can take that from you, dear.
Okay.
How does
Thank
that
you.
Feel now?
That feels beautiful.
Beautiful, honey. That's what we want to hear. Thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you so much. Bless you, Steve.
Bless
God
you
bless
too,
you.
Honey.
Take
thank care
you.
Of yourself.
Bye-bye.
Sure. So the idea of energy is to keep it as simple as we possibly can. God did not want this to be hard. He didn't want to be complex. He wanted to keep it very simple for us. The truth is very profound. It is a balance, a flower, a key to my soul of never-ending love to myself. That's the first saying that I got from heaven. Be not afraid of who you are, for who you are is what I am. That was the last thing I received. So try to remember that we have the ability to be able to get in touch with so much love and so much compassion, and to realize that we can open ourselves up to even more, to be more grounded, to be more complete, to be able to feel things that we haven't felt since we've been children. You have to remember that we had this when we were children. What our parents taught us is beautiful. Some of us were a little bit handled very well, and some of us were not handled very well. But inside of ourselves is the spark of God. And that spark has to be open once in a while. And it has to be understood that it's clear and it's beautiful. And you can do anything you want. And that's the beautiful part of it all. You can actually do anything you want. And you can do and praise yourself for the idea of having part of God in you. And remember that you're walking on holy ground. Anywhere you are on this planet, I don't care where it is or what you're doing, you're walking on holy ground. And that holy ground is wonderful. It's given to us as a gift from heaven. And we need to be able to accept that and allow that to grow within us. So the more we open up, the more we understand. And getting back to nature, if you want to see how beautiful nature is, take a walk in it. It's just absolutely wonderful. I have a friend from Sedona. She has a radio program here on VBS Radio. And one night, actually one day, we took a walk in the woods and we ran into some angels. And she was talking to them, and I was ahead of her a little bit. And they walked, and I saw them both, and her friend saw them both, and they disappeared right in front of us. So when your mind is clear, and you want the best for yourself, and you want the best for things around you, don't hesitate to let go. Allow yourself not to be so complicated. Allow yourself to be able to breathe and take care and understand that you have the ability to be able to be as good as you possibly can, that you have a way of clearing your own mind, and that's through letting go and understanding that you are very close to heaven, you're very close to the angels, and you're, most of all, you're in touch with God. He's your Father. He breathed the soul into you. He wants the best for you. Try to remember that you have the ability to reach that kind of height, that to reach that kind of consciousness, to be able to purify yourself at any level. So the growth is very important. The nuclear receptor does help, but it's not necessary in terms of being in touch with God. Be in touch. The most powerful thing on the planet is yourself. The most powerful voice on the planet is the voice of silence, which is in your mind. It's so beautiful to be able to make a connection with that voice and to be able to make a connection between you, your mind, your heart. Just think of all the beautifulness that you can reach and the heights and the consciousness that you can reach just by letting go. Ego, let it go. Control, let it go. By giving up control, you gain control. It's a spiritual control that cannot be taken away. The stronger you are with your mind, the stronger you are with everything around you, and you can let things go and have a wonderful life, even a bigger life. Get in touch with the super consciousness around you. Get in touch with the energy that's around you and inside yourself. That's where everything is inside. It's the most beautiful place that you can be, and if you open yourself up, you'll be able to feel that light in your heart chakra. You'll be able to feel all your chakras just vibrating just tremendously. We've got 3 more minutes, so if anybody needs to call, it's 1-888-815-9756. I'm sorry we didn't get to meditate this evening, but if you were listening to the people being healed tonight, I know that you received a lot of that energy. It's a matter of letting go and trusting that you can feel, and that's what it's all about. It doesn't matter if you're sick or you're well or whatever. What's important is that you believe in yourself. with believing in yourself, you can do anything. It's so important to believe that and understand that we have all that love around us. Get in touch with it. Be who you are. Allow yourself to be. It's so simple to do. Just sit down somewhere along the way, outside, inside, whatever the case may be, and just be. Forget it all. Just sit down and feel how wonderful it feels to get in touch with nothingness and everything, all at the same time. I know it's a little difficult to understand that, but you can actually feel it yourself. You can actually feel the nothingness and everything all at the same time. And how do you do that is by letting go and enjoying everything about yourself and enjoying everything around you. And it's absolutely wonderful, and it's just absolutely great to be in touch with that kind of energy. So the abilities that we have are God-given, and we need to get in touch with that. And the more we open up to it, the more we can understand. We have about a minute left, so I just want to thank Dr. Fred Bell and Mikkel. And I do wear my nuclear receptor. I do have a everything that I have bought from him, I've been wearing or using, and it's just really, really wonderful to do. The nuclear receptor does help you. But most of all, please get in touch with who you are. Get in touch with everything about you. I will have to sign off. It's 6:54. As soon as it gets 6:55, we need to clear the station. So it's 6:55. I want to thank everybody for calling and looking forward to talking to you next week. Bye-bye.